The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Sponsored by Red Raymond Chevrolet. If you know a kid that goes above and beyond for any reason, nominate them for Kid of the Week. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest and submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. We announce the winner every week on the show. And in December, we choose a Kid of the Year, and a $5,000 award will be granted by Ray Chevy in Fox Lake, Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at RayandRaymondDeals.com. Go online to WGNRadio.com/contest to submit your entry. Got a great story this morning to tell. Let me start with Cindy. Cindy, do you say aunt or aunt?
I say aunt.
Aunt Cindy. Hi, Aunt Cindy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for being on. You are the great aunt of Killian, who we'll meet in a second, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Killian's been fighting some pretty significant health concerns for a while, and while she was in the hospital, Operation Killian got started. Tell me what that is.
Well, while she was in the hospital, she noticed that some of the kids didn't have as many visitors as she did. She comes from a pretty big family network, and that they didn't have stuffed animals. She, you know, brought one with her. People brought her some. And so she looked around and said, Mom, I want to bring every kid here a stuffed animal. So she, with the help of her mom, talked to the hospital, and they figured out what they needed to do and, you know, how she would distribute it. And so then she went out to her family and friends and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. And we all pitched in, and she was able to bring a stuffed animal for every child in the hospital at that time. Yeah.
How great is that? And, you know, what? Who's a better closer than a cute little girl? You know, you're going to turn her down?
Yeah.
Not going to turn her down. Well, I bet you guys are very proud of her. You should be.
We are very proud of her.
I'm going to get her on the phone right now, Cindy. Thanks for the submission. Hold on. And this is Killian. Good morning, Killian.
Good morning.
How do I say your last name?
Gitterly.
Killian Gitterly. You're 9 years old. You just heard your great-aunt Cindy, and it's a very sweet story. So in the middle of being sick and dealing with everything you were dealing with, it was nice of you to think of other kids.
Thank you.
So do you have brothers and sisters yourself?
Yes, I have 2 sisters and 1 brother.
Did they help with the program with Operation Killian?
Yes, they do.
So they lean on their friends too?
Yes.
You're just a whole family of arm twisters, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you do this every year still?
Yes. We've done it for 3 years so far.
And do you have a goal that you try to hit, or you just get as many as you can?
Our goal for each year is to collect 100 stuffed animals.
Wow. That's very cool. Boy. And you're a little kid in the hospital, man. A stuffed animal is great, right? You know, something to hug, right? Something to hang out with, somebody to talk to. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, Killian, the stuffed animals, too, and they don't have to be the big, 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 big kind. They can be the little ones, the medium-sized one, right? They could be all different sizes?
Any size.
So, Killian, how old are you now?
I'm 11 now.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'd like to be a neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon. Wow. You know, I wanted that, too, and it didn't work out the same way for me. I turned out to be a talk show host. So if I need neurosurgery, I may have to come to you. I hope that's clear.
Yes.
You'll be able to take me? Okay. And what do you love about school?
I like social studies and math and science.
Oh, you're going to be, listen, neurosurgery, you better like math and science, especially that science part. Who's your best friend?
Julianne and Anna.
What do you guys like to do when you hang out?
Play basketball.
Really? Oh. Are you pretty good?
Yeah.
Are you a shooter?
Shooter and point guard.
Nice. Dish the basketball. You know, we have a story this morning, Killian. You know who Michael Jordan is, right?
Yes.
Michael Jordan used to sing when he was playing to drive the other players nuts.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. May want to have it in your repertoire. Are you a Blackhawks fan as well? All right, how about we start here? I'm going to give you a $100 gift card for the Blackhawk store with locations in Chicago, Oak Brook, Old Orchard, the United Center. You can go out and spend $100 on you.
Thank you.
It's nice, right? That's a Blackhawk swag. That's courtesy of Village of Bedford Park. Helping you gear up for the playoffs with new Blackhawk swag. Think about relocating your business for success. Not yours, Killian. You should probably keep your business where it is. We'll also give you an app gift card, ABT Apt Electronics, and you can go get yourself a new pair of headphones or something. New pair of earbuds. And those people are great. Do you like pizza?
Yes.
Well, this is your lucky day. We have pizza. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And for Aunt Cindy, we'll give her a ChevyDriveChicago.com, a WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee from your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. So for kids out there who haven't had a chance to help like you, what's your message to them? Yep. Did we
do anything you could to help others, no matter how hard it is?
Well, that's very nice. Who was giggling in the background there?
My mom.
Tell mom that, you know, that you and I are talking and to back off. No, don't say that to her. Give her a hug. Give her a hug. You got a great family, Killian. God bless you, and thanks for being on.
Thank you.
All right, don't go far. Don't hang up. She's by the book, man. By the book.
She's serious? She's going to be a neurosurgeon.
Right. Neurosurgeons don't have a lot of time to goof around with me.
You know, at one point I told my dad I wanted
yes,
to be.
Yes, no, yes, maybe.
Did you even know what a neurosurgeon was when you
yes,
were growing up?
Yes, it's people that do surgery on neuro stuff.
Yeah. When I was younger, at one point I told my dad I wanted to be a radiologist.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, well, before he passed away, he said, well, at least you got the radio part right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The gist part will come later. Right. You don't have to focus on the gist now.